This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this weekend, my son and his friends were going to go see Joker. And I had not really liked the preview. The preview, I like some of the music. Some of the music they used was kind of old school, and I love, like, old classic music. So some of the music, I was like, okay, you know, it's kind of interesting, but I really didn't like the preview. The preview made me feel uncomfortable. But my son and his friends are like, oh, come on. You know, Mrs. Wax, let's go. Like, Mrs., I let them call me Mrs. It's okay. You know, Mama Wax, it's okay. It's all right. You know, their little voice. But, I mean, they're like, you know, college age. But, and they had already paid for the tickets, so it's not like they wanted me to come along to pay. So I'm like, okay, cool. Well, if, you know, young people want to hang out with me, and I have nothing to do because Cubby's out of town, I'll go see Joker. So I go and see Joker, and I'm a big Joaquin Phoenix fan. I think he is a fabulous actor. But I was, and don't worry, there's going to be no spoilers on this. But I kind of have this sense of apprehension to see the movie. Because I just didn't like the preview. Now, just because I don't like something doesn't mean it's not good. I thought the preview was an excellent preview for the movie. Now that I've seen the movie, it just wasn't really my cup of tea. So I'm in the movie, and you're watching it, and I still have a place in my heart for Heath Ledger. You know, I think Heath Ledger did a fantastic Joker. I think Jack Nicholson played Joker once. I think Jim Carrey played Joker. I think everybody who has ever played Joker in the Batman movies did a fantastic job. But what Joaquin Phoenix did, which was head and shoulders above anybody else, is his role was to show the making of a psychopath. And that's what Joker is. Joker's a psychopath. So what's the definition of a psychopath? I mean, people call each other psychopaths all the time. You're a psychopath. Psychopath is somebody with abnormal behavior who doesn't really have remorse for what they did. So they'll rape, murder, and be like, so? What was wrong with that? That's a problem. That's a big problem. And Joaquin Phoenix in this, you see him transform into a psychopath. And for anybody with psychological training, you watch this and you go, okay, this is textbook. This is textbook. And you just see how he interacts with his personal relationships and all that. But the reason I wanted to kind of review it is when you go and watch this movie, you're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to be like sitting there going, okay, change scene. Okay, I got that. Move on. Move on. And they don't. And I go home that night, so this was Saturday night, and I get into bed, and I couldn't sleep. And, you know, usually I'm tired, and I'm like, I'm out. And I'm like, I couldn't get the movie out of my head. It just made you feel uncomfortable. But what's so brilliant about the director and the producer of this and the way they did this is it's the same feeling I get when I'm around a psychopath. When I'm around somebody that is evil or that has no moral compass, I have that same feeling as the movie instilled in me. And so even if this movie isn't your cup of tea, okay, my type of movie is Deadpool and Ted. You know, I will see those movies or any movie with Bruce Willis or Viggo Mortensen. But I like really stupid funny. I love stupid funny. Give me stupid funny and I'm good. Me, Myself, Irene is a great movie. Any of the Nutty Professors. I really, that's more my cup of tea. That's why my favorite Batman was George Clooney. Even though he wasn't the best Batman, I really liked him. Mr. Freeze. I just really liked, you know, the whole more, you know, lighter version of it. Because, a lot of stuff in my life is already kind of heavy. I want to go to the movies to escape. Last thing I want to do is, you know, be immersed in some of the heaviness of what I'm already around, you know, with work and stuff. But with this, it really... I forgot the point I was making. I'm starting to lose my point. With somebody being a psychopath, they go through these stages where they may look like they're trying not to, but there are certain things that feed into it. And I got to be really, really careful when I talk about, you know, somebody becoming a psychopath, because, again, I don't want to give away the movie. But somebody who's a psychopath, shall we say, a lot of times they aren't very social. People think they're weird. People that aren't psychopaths get that feeling, like I told you, you know, where something's not right. And, you know, your human instinct is, if there's somebody you don't want to be around, don't be around them, because you might be right. Apparently there was a study done that 15% of the population could be psychopaths. Again, don't quote me on that, because there's tons of different studies out there. There was also a study saying that if you're going to be a psychopath, it's not environment. It's you're born with it. And in this movie, you'll kind of get your own theory on what makes you a psychopath. Again, I can't go into it, but, you know, this one study was like, no, these people had changes in their, you know, amygdala and their orbital frontal cortex, that there were brain differences in psychopaths. They looked at, you know, people who were incarcerated versus non, and they found distinct brain differences that they think happened at birth. So, you know, is a psychopath born because of society? Is a psychopath born because of brain damage? Are they born because of genetics? We don't know. But the wiring gets messed up, and they're in our society, and we have our own moral compass, and we have our rights and wrongs, just like we talked about in the last segment. You know, chocolate may be good, or chocolate may be bad, or fried foods may be good, fried foods may be bad. They aren't that easily swayed by what society believes. They have their own, you know, they might be delusional, they might have, different personalities, but for the most part, they have their own world, they kind of have their own sort of landscape that they're in. Some of them may be grandiose, they may think that they're stars, they may think that they're, you know, radio host, stop it. They may think that they're, you know, leaders, world leaders, or, you know, gifted in their art. But they have their own world, and in this world, they, you know, look at themselves in a very high state, so they don't see that there's something wrong with their thinking. So it's a good movie. You need to see it, but just be prepared. You're going to have trouble sleeping, and it's kind of difficult to watch, but fantastic movie, and I think all the way across, everybody deserves an Oscar. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I thought our attitudes were supposed to be, we do not deal with terrorists, we do not give in to terrorists. Well, unfortunately, an Alabama-based health system had to pay off hackers because they were attacked in a ransomware attack, and it disrupted operations of three hospitals beginning on Tuesday morning. This is according to a Saturday report by Tuscaloosa News. The news closely follows an FBI warning that the number of sophisticated attacks on businesses and state and local governments is continuing to climb. So basically, these ransomware attacks will, I guess, encrypt entire file systems, and then attackers demand ransom payments, usually in cryptocurrency, to provide the correct encryption key. And they say in the last few years, according to Gizmodo, targeted ransomware attacks on businesses demanded big payouts, and they are now probably one of the biggest targets of cybersecurity you know, specialists. In the Alabama incident, medical staff and hospitals in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Fayette were forced to switch to a manual paper system to track patient data while the systems were down. All three hospitals had to divert all but the most critical new patients to other area healthcare centers for the duration of the outage. Now, we don't know how much was paid, and, you know, the media does want to keep that under wraps because they don't want to incite other cyber criminals to do this. But spokesman Brad Fisher said on Saturday morning that the company had teams working constantly to undo the damage, and no patient information was compromised. A data breach on Friday at UAB Medicine in Birmingham, in which hackers unsuccessfully tried to steal automatic payroll deposits, appear to be unrelated. Wow, hackers trying to steal automatic payroll deposits. Wow, they could do anything, I think. They have the ability to do anything. They say, we work with law enforcement and IT security experts to assess all options in executing the solution we felt in the best interest of our patients and in alignment with our health system's mission. Now, that is, Fisher is, I believe, from the health system, and I guess they're trying to explain why they gave in. This includes purchasing a decryption key from the attackers to expedite system recovery and help ensure patient safety for ongoing security reasons. We will be keeping confidential specific details about the investigation and our coordination with the attacker. So they'll keep confidential, meaning they're not going to tell us what's going on. So they say that the company is working with IT teams to use our own DCH backup files to rebuild certain system components after they obtained a decryption key. So my concern is, didn't they have a backup system already? DHC will continue redirecting patients to other institutions in the meantime, and this is a time-intensive process. So you guys know more about computers than I do. All I know is when I had medical office, I had paper charts. And as we were starting to go electronic, this was before I left to go teach, we were starting to do the process of electronic. I just was kind of overwhelmed with how our patient data would be kept safe. You have to scan it into the system, or by fax, or by, you know, when faxes come in, like labs, etc., it gets uploaded. Then it gets uploaded into a system, and then you have to move the file, and, you know, I'm like, oh, wait a second, you know, can my staff accidentally screw up? And if they don't put the lab in with the file, how will I know? And being old school, I found the whole computer process very intimidating, where if I can't look at my labs and I can't identify what's wrong, you know, if I can't, you know, at a hit of a button, see everything I need to, just give me paper. And so we basically aborted the electronic health record process a few times before we finally agreed to start doing it. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it, and I just didn't know how secure it was going to be. I thought there'd be mistakes. You know, I thought that a file would get into the system, and if I didn't see it, if it wasn't put in a file to be read by the doctor, that it would never get looked at. And, you know, a lot of lawsuits that happen out there, it's not so much because the doctor is stupid or the doctor, you know, didn't know his or her medicine. It's they never got to look at a lab. So the lab was abnormal, and it sat there somewhere. So I didn't want that in a computer setting. And I can't tell you how many patients call me saying, I haven't heard back. My doctor did labs. I haven't heard back. Now, many EHR systems are a little bit more sophisticated, where they will flag an account or there'll be an alarm, although they say these are unread labs. But again, you can have a rogue employee going, I want to get out of here on Friday. Let me just move them over. I don't know. And so, you know, at least with paper, I could say, you know what, just reprint everything. Just reprint the labs. And then I could just look at the labs, which is what I used to do. I used to look directly at the labs, and then I would look at them again in the charts. And I would just double do because I didn't want to miss anything. So, you know, should we pay out these ransomware attackers? Brett Callow, a spokesman for cybersecurity firm MCSoft, told Gizmodo payouts are the fuel that drive ransomware attacks. The only way to stop attacks is to make them unprofitable. That isn't to say impacted entities should never pay. An organization like a hospital may have little choice in the matter, but rather that they should bolster their security to avoid being impacted in the first place. So most hospitals have great security systems. Is it that the security isn't good enough? Is it that whatever system you think you have that is the best of the best ends up not actually being current 5 months down the line or a year down the line? And, you know, most security systems, you do have to do an update. We have an update to our security system. We have an update. So you keep updating. Just like antivirus. You guys, like me, my computer always goes, you need to update your antivirus. I go, we just did that 2 weeks ago. What are you talking about? But because there are security measures in place. So earlier this month, MSSoft released a report indicating that in the first 9 months of 2019, at least 621 government entities, healthcare service providers, school districts, colleges, and universities have been subject to ransomware attacks. 621 ransomware attacks. That means every month we're having, what, 70? 80? That's a problem. The cost of the attacks are not possible to estimate due to lack of publicly available data, but they think we're looking at the tens of millions or hundreds of millions. 491 of the attacks were on healthcare providers. Healthcare providers, so 491 of the 621 is healthcare. Why is healthcare such a huge draw? Well, because, I think the healthcare system is still kind of in a state of, we don't look like we have our acts together. You have, it's a huge industry. You have lots of people needing access. See, government officials, only certain people have access. But in healthcare systems, so, usually everybody in the building, you know, and anybody that, you know, has access to medical records has access. So I think the access is less encrypted. That's my guess. So Louisville, Kentucky got attacked. There was a dental offices, apparently a cloud management service, PerSeaSoft, reported hundreds of dental offices attacked. A hospital in Wyoming was attacked. So when the average patient goes, I'm not going to tell you anything that's going into my chart. I want to keep it private. So just take my word for it. I need this. I need that. You're going to run into some problems because doctors can't write antibiotics. They can't write narcotics. They can't write certain things. And you, on the other end, don't want to be overly open because you're afraid that that data is not going to be secure, that other people can access it. And so we kind of have this state of distrust. We have the state of, well, I'm not going to tell people that. I'm not going to tell people the nitty-gritty. You know how many doctors out there are scared to death that if they get a finger stick, where in the cybersphere there's going to be that data if they got exposed to something? A doctor having HIV can kill their practice. So a doctor's not really going to want to be open about that. Now, you can use pseudonyms. I mean, I'm sure Hollywood stars have pseudonyms, you know, when they go, you know, because otherwise somebody could access Tom Cruise's or Brad Pitt's medical records. And if that's their stage name, my guess is they have regular names. But some stars, that's just their name. And that's just, you know. So, our lack of protection, our lack of faith, hospital systems have very expensive anti-ransomware. So my guess is these people were just smarter than their company that, that they hired for the ransomware. So MSSoft encourages institutions and individuals facing the attack to use free services available on their website and ID ransomware to check whether the specific type and version of the malware involved has already been cracked. So if they have a type of malware and it's been cracked already before, they need to switch it up. It's a pain in the butt. And maybe we just need to go back to paper. 1-877-DR-DELLA. Don't go away.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly a million people in California have been getting messages like this by phone.
Due to an elevated wildfire risk, Southern California Edison is monitoring conditions closely and may initiate preventative power shutoffs in your area.
And in fact, that and other utilities have shut off more than 500,000 homes and businesses in Northern California so far. That's because of concerns about strong Santa Ana winds, which could bring down power lines and power poles, causing fires in the dry conditions. The White House refusing to cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the White House counsel is calling the investigation constitutionally invalid because the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Two people fatally shot at a German synagogue this morning on Yom Kippur, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Right, we are back on the Doc Adali Show. 1-877 Doc Adali, 1-877 DOCDALI. Well, Bernie Sanders is back in the news. Apparently, he's recovering at his home. There are reports saying that he actually did have a heart attack as opposed to unstable angina. But whether he had a heart attack, unstable angina, we'll call it a cardiac event for which he had to have two stents put in to keep one of his arteries open. From what we understand, he's doing really, really well, feeling great, still recovering at home. But he is still going to push ahead with, you know, in his campaign, which we expected. And surrogates, of course, have been kind of replacing Sanders. That stops he wasn't able to make. Not sure when he's going to get back on the campaign trail, but they, you know, he will. You know, people have asked, you know, is his campaign in trouble? Those who love Bernie Sanders, they love Bernie Sanders. But even those who love Bernie Sanders have kind of tried to ask me, you know, what do I think? Is he going to drop out? Because, you know, their campaign needs money. You know, Trump's campaign asked for money. All these campaigns are asking for money. And once we get into 2020, donating is going to be huge. And so people are very wary about donating money to a candidate who's going to drop out. You don't get that money back. Herman Cain, I'm a huge fan of Herman Cain, but a lot of people were upset because they donated to his campaign, and then he had to drop out. With the allegations that happened, I think, when he was CEO of Papa John's. So, you know, Bernie Sanders may still have the votes, but he's going to have a big problem getting money. And not a lot of people who don't have extra money to spend aren't going to, per se, donate thousands of dollars to a candidate who might not be able to continue to campaign. Well, Sanders wants to avoid that, and so he's back in the news. And he now vows to ban corporate money from politics. He wants to stop corporate donations to presidential inaugural committees. Now, again, this makes sense because he is at a loss. He's going to be at a loss if big corporations don't put money towards his campaign now that he's had the cardiac incident. You know, Bernie Sanders is a really strong guy. Even if you disagree with his politics, he's still of sound mind. So he shows no signs of, you know, inability to run for president until he had this cardiac event, and it reminded everybody of his vulnerabilities at his age. And when you have a man that needs cardiac stents, all right, even though they could still live for decades, it just kind of put back into the topic of conversation Bernie Sanders' health and his longevity and his age. So now everybody remembers he's 78 years old. You might forget how old he is, but now everybody's talking about it. So my guess is he's going to lose money. So he then instead unveiled a plan today to get money out of politics. So he's barring corporate donations to presidential inaugural committees and the Democratic National Convention. His proposal calls for mandatory public financing for elections, the dissolution of the Federal Election Commission, and a ban on advertising during presidential debates. Now, I have no problem admitting I can't stand the political ads. I was trying to watch football the other day. The political ads came on. I went to the bathroom. However, political years infuse a lot of money into the economy. I would rather that money go to hospitals. I'd rather that money go to, you know, fighting cancer and research, etc. But it does give people jobs in the media. It does give people jobs in, you know, journalism and print and, cars and planes and things, you know, because there's a lot of activity going on in an election. And paper products, all sorts of things. So, you know, when you ban advertising during presidential debates, you are playing around with the economy. Now, he raised $25.3 million in the last quarter, setting a new watermark for Democrats seeking the White House in 2020. And he says working people all over the country are responding to that message and demanding a political revolution through their small dollar donations. When we win the Democratic nomination and defeat Donald Trump, we will transform our political system by rejecting the influence of big corporate money. Now, you know, his plan is if corporations are supporting the Republicans and you ban that, then you end up having, you know, more money for the Democrats. So that'll be interesting. And that's what's very frustrating. When you see whoever makes it into power tries to limit the other side's ability to vote, and it's like, what is our primary goal when somebody gets into office? You know, is our primary goal to stack the Supreme Court? to, you know, change congressional districts, to, you know, change the electoral process, election process, or is our primary goal to take care of America? Well, no. So Sanders is in Vermont. He's been resting there since Saturday. His campaign admitted Friday night that he was released from the Nevada hospital. And they did admit that he had suffered a heart attack earlier in the week. He is planning on being at the next debate on Tuesday in October 15th in Ohio. But no other campaign events on his schedule. Yeah, if I was him, especially with that coming up in a week, roughly a week, I would just work on the campaign. I would just work on the debate. And, you know, he's got to figure out how to get money. But, you know, when you look at that, you know, he raised, you know, $25 million. Apparently, Bank of America, Pepco Energy, Comcast, Facebook donated $1 million to the 2016 convention, and then he lost out to Hillary. You know, we're talking about a lot of money, and that money could be doing other things. But, you also can't be a poor loser. You know, I mean, if you're not getting donations, you can't sit there and try to call to arms that we just stopped donations. You know, I mean, you know, the average, there's a lot of corporations out there, big corporations that, you know, gave to the Democrats, not just Republicans. So he said their lobbyists were everywhere and filled the VIP suites. This type of corporate sponsorship is a corrupting influence and must end if politicians are going to represent the American people. Now, he does have a point. You know, when he was promoting, one reason why people like Bernie Sanders is, didn't he just ask for $10 from everybody? I forget. But he raised a whole lot of money in the 2016 election by asking for little bits of money from everybody. And so, you know, the average person's like, okay, good, I can donate $10. And I have to admit, I thought that was pretty cool. The problem is it didn't work. He needed big money. And Hillary had the big money, and she was able to win. You know, Trump was able to not take donations for the longest time. He didn't need to take a salary because he was rich. So the idea that somebody has to be rich in order to become president kind of doesn't jive with the whole left, you know, philosophy. You want somebody that kind of, you know, got there because they got there of their own merit and not because of money. But the truth of the matter is you need money to be in politics. You know, when I was asked by some to run for mayor, I was told that if I was going to be mayor, I was going to have to quit my job because you would have to just do the mayor job. And because, you know, the mayor job is a full-time job, and I get that, and that makes sense. The problem is I couldn't quit my job because I had student loans, I had housing payments, car payments, and the mayor job wasn't going to pay for all that. So if I had money and I could quit my day job, I would have run for office. So you see, it, you know, they don't make it that easy for, you know, somebody who really needs to kind of still pay the bills and take care of, you know, family members and do what they have to do. They don't make it that easy. So, you know, he is already surpassed by Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden. Biden and Warren are polling at an average of 26% each. Sanders dropped to 14%, still in double digits, but beating Buttigieg, right, and Kamala Harris. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Nevada, and zombie deer have been kind of roaming 24 states, and now I guess coming into Nevada. And right now, medical experts are trying to warn people to keep deer that are infected with this chronic wasting disease out of your house, out of sampling stations, out of state lines, because it's a neurodegenerative disease that kind of reduces these deer to look like they're kind of stumbling around like zombies. And Nevada Department of Wildlife is urging hunters to visit their mobile sampling stations and check their carcasses for chronic wasting disease. Chronic wasting disease is a fatal illness that affects the brain and spinal cord of deer, elk, and moose. The department set up station at truck stops near state lines to keep the infection out. The sampling takes about 5 minutes. Does not affect the deer meat or antlers, the department said. So right now, Governor Steve Sisolak, our governor, in my neck of the woods, passed legislation banning hunters from bringing deer, elk, or moose carcasses into the state to prevent disease transmission. So this chronic wasting disease causes like drooling, stumbling, and severe weight loss. They also become more aggressive and really less afraid of humans, which means they could be on the attack like a zombie. This is according to CDC. And they think it's spread by direct contact with body fluids or by drinking contaminated water. And the disease is always fatal. Now, as of August, fatal to the deer, CDC reported infected deer, elk, and moose in 227 counties across 24 states, primarily in the Wyoming, Colorado, and Kansas area. There's supposed to be a low risk of transmission to humans, but it is still there. And CDC warned hunters that the species barrier may not fully protect them from contracting the animal disease. Remember there was somebody that just got tuberculosis from his deer, right? Because as he was taking out the organs and stuff, he breathed it in. Now, this chronic wasting disease can incubate for more than a year before animals present with symptoms. So CDC recommends that you test your meat before consuming it and avoid eating the meat of infected venison. Also, wear proper equipment when you do your field dressing of the deer carcasses. Minimize time spent handling the brain and spinal tissue because apparently that's where the disease originates. It sounds identical to rabies, but it's not. It's not rabies. Rabies doesn't affect the muscle. It usually kills you before it affects the muscle. Rabies, you get bit by something, and it follows a nerve, and then it goes all the way up to the spinal cord into the brain, causes you to drool, stumble, seize, go into a coma, be aggressive, and die. This, similar, except you have muscle wasting. And so my guess is, even though this is an aggressive disease, it can last longer. So when you don't have good muscle innervation by nerves, you start to muscle waste because of that. Plus, you know, brain function starts to go. And then, of course, these animals aren't really, since they're kind of stumbling, they're not really getting good exercise. They're not building their muscles. They're not finding good food. So these zombie deer, I think, have the issue longer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines is a groom-to-be sexually assaulted one of his soon-to-be wife's bridesmaids before the wedding. The fiancé walked in when it happened and still married him. Daniel Carney, 28 years old, is charged with sexually assaulting a 29-year-old woman. Now, the incident occurred on August 30th, 2 days before Daniel's wedding. So he's of Stroudsburg, and this was, I think, in Pennsylvania. And he has been charged with involuntary deviant sexual intercourse of an unconscious person and indecent assault. Now, the victim was a 29-year-old Oregon woman, and she said that she was sexually assaulted at the Shawnee Inn in Smithfield Township on August 30th. Apparently, she told police that she was in town to attend the wedding. The wedding was supposed to be September 1, and the assault occurred in a downstairs men's locker room. According to WNEP, the wedding party spent the day drinking alcohol. The victim became very drunk and even blacked out at some point during the day. When she woke up, she told authorities that she found herself in the men's locker room with Carney fondling her and her bikini bottom removed. Short time later, Carney's bride-to-be walked into the room, witnessed the incident. There was then a fight with the fiancé and Carney. And investigators were able to corroborate the victim's story because there was surveillance footage that showed Carney pulling the victim into the locker room. Police said the woman appeared to be extremely unsteady. After the incident, police said Carney admitted to taking advantage of the woman and leading her to the locker room. But what made this story so unique is they still got married September 1. We aren't sure if the victim still remained a bridesmaid or not. Not really sure. But, whoa. So, she said that she woke up with him biting her and grabbing her. Then she passed out again. And then she woke up to him being on top of her. And, you hear of these not often enough. I mean, I don't want to hear of these cases, but, you know, they make the news once in a while. But, you know, a scene like this happens a lot. I mean, this probably happens on college campuses with high school parties every weekend. Maybe college campuses every night. Somebody gets drunk, rip-roaring drunk, and then they find themselves in a position. You know, we talked about how the majority of people who've lost their virginity most likely lost it, you know, during a rape or assault. But they're so embarrassed that they don't say anything. They were too drunk to say something. So a lot of women have lost their virginity because they drank too much. And so, you know, we ask parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, say, don't drink. Whatever you do, don't drink at these parties. Problem is that's what you do. You drink at these parties. And some of us want to drink. You know, they see other people getting stupid. We're like, well, I want to get stupid too. Well, yeah, I'll do shots. So people drink and they giggle and they have a good time. But then they keep doing it. And what they don't realize is there's predators out there. Or they're drunk also, and they think that, okay, well, you're making a move. I mean, you know, in some of these cases, very rarely, you know, sometimes the guys are so inebriated themselves when somebody's like, oh, yeah, you know, they might think there's consent there. And so you have assault that happens, you have misconstrued consent that happens, and unfortunately you have a lot of people having sex when they're not supposed to. But again, what made this story so unique is why did the fiancé marry him anyway? Well, I can't speak for her. I couldn't, you know, I mean, in my case, I'd be like, wedding is off. But think about it. How easy is it to call off a wedding? It's embarrassing. If he was drunk and not of sound mind, and the bridesmaid was drunk, and you don't think it was assault, you just think they were just sleeping together, and, you know, he's like, it's never going to happen again. I don't know what I was thinking. I was drunk. I'm never going to drink again. You know, I love you, baby. I don't know what happened. You know, maybe it was cold feet, whatever. She might have been talked into, okay, this is okay. Or maybe she wasn't okay with it. And here you have hundreds of people that have made it in. The family has spent a lot of money. There's all this time. There's all this trouble. You're going to get married, come hook or crook. Now, I bring that up because a lot of people marry, even though they have doubts. And they go, I don't think this is right, because they made a commitment. And they're like, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to be somebody that runs out on the wedding. I'm not going to do that. And so there's a lot of people that go through with the wedding, and, you know, when they get a divorce later, they go, yeah, you know, I knew I wasn't supposed to marry him or her when I married him. And we're like, well, then why did you go through with it? Well, because people sometimes think, well, maybe it'll just work out. Maybe when we're married, they'll not cheat. Or, you know, they won't be violent. Or, you know, they won't gamble. And unfortunately, marriage sometimes brings out the worst in people. So my suggestion to you guys is no matter how... First of all, try not to have a wedding where you can't get out of it. You know, I really like eloping, you know, and small family weddings. Because then it's like, guys, we're not getting married. I'm so sorry. And, you know, all it does is disrupt, you know, 20 people's lives as opposed to 200. But I'm looking at the place where they got married. It looks like it is a castle. And I bet it was just too hard to cancel the wedding. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life.
Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.